Given these unpleasant consequences, why do governments still sometimes impose price ceilings? One answer is that, although price ceilings may have adverse effects, they do benefit some people. Those who benefit from the price controls are typically better organized and more vocal than those who are harmed by them. Also, when price ceilings have been in effect for a long time, buyers may not have a realistic idea of what would happen without them. One last answer is that the government officials often do not understand supply and demand analysis. It is a great mistake to suppose that economic policies in the real world are always sensible and well-informed.